Short order cooks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Short order cooks. What in the world is a short order cook? A short order cook is a cook who cooks in a restaurant that has short orders, that has hamburgers and quickie foods. What do you call that? Fast food restaurant? Fast food restaurant, yeah. Now, a short order cook is a person who cuts corners. They slap things on the stove and they take it off and they do things. But the short order cook is not a good cook. A short order cook, when he begins, doesn't know beans about cooking. But he learns. And after a while, he learns that everybody likes things medium well done. And so he does his cooking with that in mind. And he puts things on the stove and has the heat at medium, and then he has six other things going at once. And so he can do all of these things in the kitchen, preparing food for the customers in an easy, beautiful way, because he accustoms himself to doing it. He knows just the moment to take the hamburger off the stove so it doesn't burn. He has just the moment to put it on the bread and put the lettuce and things around it and cover it up and get it on the counter so it can be taken away by the waiter. And he knows exactly what to do. He has his little trays filled with tomatoes and celery and lettuce and pickles and other good things, onions. And so he makes up his meals, his salads, and the few things that he makes beautifully. If you ever want to have some really nice hamburgers or some really nice salads or some really nice go to a restaurant that specializes in that. Because those people who specialize in it, they have all the little goodies right there. They have all the little garnishes, all the little things that make it beautiful. And they may not be a short order cook, but they are a specialty cook, you know. Think about it. Think how you do things. Now, here at the University of Healing, the girls like to make the meals and make them quite nicely. And then what is it that happens after the meal starts? They run back in the kitchen and they grab a fistful of parsley and come and sprinkle a little bit on everybody's plate, the meat or whatever it is. Or they run into the kitchen and they get this or they get that, or they forget things. And at the beginning of each meal, they're supposed to say, we are having no dessert, or we are having fruit for dessert, or we are having filet mignon as dessert, or we're having German chocolate cake as dessert, or something of that nature, you know, or ice cream. And then you'll know how much room to leave in your tummy so that you can enjoy the dessert too. But sometimes they forget. Now, a short order cook never forgets. He has a little slip of paper up there, and he knows exactly what the people want, exactly how much to do it, exactly how to do it. And in doing it, he does it with a great deal of love. In the beginning, he does it just mechanically. But after a while, he's got it down to a science. He's got his beautiful spatula that reaches under four hamburgers at once, and he turns them over, and he takes the egg in the frying pan, and he flips the frying pan up, and the egg flips right over and slides around and, you know, cooks on the other side just enough to make it perfect and never breaking a yolk. And he's got it down to a science. But he's a short order cook. You say some of the big order cooks do that too. That's true. But the short order cook is a real master at it, because he doesn't want to spend all his time cooking. He wants to sit there talking. And so if he's going to be busy cooking, he can't talk. Because short order cooks are usually people who are big gabbers. They want to talk. Is this burning on the stove? They never say that to them, because they know professionally how to do their job without ever having things burn, you know? And then what do they do with their big spatulas? They have a spatula that's maybe 2 feet long, maybe 1 3/4, 2 feet long. And after each meal that they have cooked after each session they've had, they take the spatula and they scrape it along the top of their cooking surface, and they move it off into the sliding tray on the end, and the plate is, the cooking area is perfectly clear, ready for the next thing, whatever it may be. And if they're going to cook fish, then the fish don't smell like hamburgers. If they're going to cook steak, the steak don't smell like fish. Everything has its own way of doing it, and they have that perfection of doing it. Now, have you ever learned to be a short order cook? And now, don't say no. Have you ever learned to do whatever you do lovingly, gently, and perfectly without having to, so to speak, think about it? Can you go to the cupboard and take out the breakfast utensils and stuff like that and set them on the table in preparation for your breakfast and have everything there and not miss a beat? Have you ever done that? Sure, everyone has. Have you ever forgotten things at times? Yes. And when you've forgotten things, it's because you're not happy with yourself. You're not paying attention to the responsibility you have before yourself. A short order cook is a professional who never lets that happen. Now you say, short order cooks sound kind of interesting. And they are. They're very interesting because they are dedicated people who don't take their problems to work with them. They don't take their problems to the frying pan. All the things that they cooked are cooked with such professional dignity and such unconditional love that everyone who eats them feels just wonderful. Whereas some people who cook with unhappiness in their heart, it gets right into the food. And you, in anything you do, you're a short order cook. You are a professional.
Thank you.
And you cook with perfection and with care and with dignity, and it is beautiful. Remember, be a short order cook. Be a professional in anything you do, whether it's preparing meals, whether it's preparing your clothes in the evening for getting ready in the morning for going to work or whatever, whether it's cleaning up your room, and if you always put your dirty clothes in the hamper when you take them off, you know, then you never have to pick them up later all around the room. But that's a professional. That's a short order cook. So be a short order cook in all areas of your life, and you'll find that life is a lot of fun. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.